1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez in New York. There is a new ray of hope for people with Alzheimer's this morning. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine shows the experimental drug lecanemab can tame progression in the early stages of disease. The BBC's medical editor, Fergus Walsh.
This is not a perfect drug, but in a very modest way, it can slow the decline from Alzheimer's.
Lecanemab also carries risk of brain swelling or bleeding. Nasty weather ripping through the South. The National Weather Service has gotten more than 20 reports of tornadoes and 2-inch hail. Correspondent Naomi Ruckham has more.
A confirmed tornado strike injured at least 2 people and damaged multiple homes in Caldwell Parish, Louisiana. While near Jackson, Alabama, a meteorologist captured video of what also appears to be a twister. Severe storms in parts of that state brought marble-sized hail. Multiple tornadoes also touched down in Mississippi, according to the National Weather Service.
Snow has pelted parts of the Midwest, making driving conditions there treacherous. The Senate has passed landmark legislation to ensure same-sex and interracial marriages are recognized in every state. The vote, 61 to 36. Ohio's Rob Portman was among the 12 Republicans who joined Democrats.
The final vote was 61 to 36. That's a pretty powerful vote.
The House will take up the Senate's version of the bill as soon as next week. The leader of a far-right extremist group involved in the attack on the U.S. Capitol has been found guilty of a rare charge. Correspondent Scott McFarlane has details from Washington.
A big win for the Justice Department. This is the highest-level Capitol riot trial so far. And the jury deliberated 3 days here at the Washington, D.C. Federal Courthouse, then convicted Stuart Rhodes, founder of the far-right Oath Keepers, of seditious conspiracy, of plotting to block the peaceful transfer of power in America January 6th.
Rhodes faces up to 29 years in prison. The U.S. men's soccer team hangs on at the World Cup after a dramatic win over Iran. 1-0. This fan watched back home in Philly.
We're just lucky that we got out of that one because towards the end it got really tight and really hot, but we got out of there. Let's go, U.S.
Injured U.S. star Christian Pulisic from Hershey, PA, vows to be back for Saturday's match against the Netherlands. And it was 40 years ago today. Michael Jackson's Thriller album dropped, crowning him the king of pop and a video music pioneer. And there was pioneering rap. The album remains the best-selling of all time. This is CBS News.
Hiring is personal, but don't do it alone. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A few flurries possible at times today, otherwise overcast. Highs level off around 22, westerly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 9 above. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow, highs level off around 32. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. We've talked about beware of those who believe they were sent by God or superior genes to rule over the rest of us. We've discussed why our gas prices now being back down below $3 a gallon in parts of the United States, not being discussed in the context of the politics of how the oil companies and Putin and Mohammed Bonesaw tried to take down Democrats in the last election. Why is nobody bringing this up? So we talked about that in the first hour. In the second hour, we talked about, you know, in defense of being alone, introversion, will Georgia go blue? You know, lots of interesting things. Franklin Graham's ugly new lies about same-sex marriage. Somebody called, by the way, in the last hour and asked, is there a good source for information on gerrymandering? And I had to confess I had not found one. Sean, however, who is apparently much better at this than I am, just in a matter of minutes discovered that the Brennan Center, BrennanCenter.org, and the Princeton Gerrymandering Project, which is gerrymander.princeton.edu, both have probably what you are looking for. I don't remember the name of the caller, but and I'm going to take these things that she printed out for me home just for general reference. Also, I just wanted to flag for you, and I think this is, you know, worthy of a conversation too, that Donald Trump appears to be terrified. I mean, over on his Nazi-infested message board, Truth Social, he just tweeted this fully weaponized monster Jack Smith shouldn't be let anywhere near the political persecution of President Donald J. Trump. I did nothing wrong on January 6th, and nothing wrong with the Democrats' fix on the Democrat document hoax. That is, unless the six previous presidents did something wrong also. And then he, you know, when will you invade Bill and Hillary's home in search of the 33,000 emails she deleted after receiving a subpoena from the U.S. Congress, which, by the way, is not true. When will you invade the other president's homes in search of documents which are voluminous, which they took with them, but not nearly so openly and transparently as I did? In other words, he's confessing his crime. This guy is scared. He is really scared. His most recent, I'm supposed to get a fair shake from this person who's under tremendous pressure from his family, but is actually worse than they are? Can Republicans and fair-minded people allow this to happen? And now his latest one was, you know, Justice Department, you should be looking at murderers, not me. It's like, whoa, this guy, I mean, talk about twisting in the wind. Somebody else who probably feels a little put on right now is President Xi of China. For the first time since the era of Tiananmen Square, which I believe was 1998, wasn't it? If my recollection is correct. Or maybe it was 89, because I was there in November of 86, and Tiananmen Square happened just a couple years, 89, happened just a couple years after that. I spent the whole month of November in Beijing in 1986. So studying acupuncture, actually, at the acupuncture hospital there. But in any case, President Xi is probably, well, I mean, he's got people calling for his resignation, which is like, whoa, this is seriously over the top stuff in China. This is the greatest showing of public dissent that the nation has seen, basically, since 89. And the problem that they have is operates at kind of two levels. One level is that because in the United States and Europe and probably most of the rest of the world, there were large portions of the population, some for ideological reasons, some for practical reasons. The ideological people were the anti-maskers and the anti-vaxxers. Well, really, this was all the anti-mask era, you know, and the anti-lockdown people. You know, some of them were using it, were opposed to it for political purposes. They thought it was the beginning of tyranny. Other people simply had to go to work. They had jobs where, you know, they just couldn't say, no, I'm not going to do that. And we're still seeing that, by the way. You know, one of my kids works in an emergency room here in Portland and has been putting in 12-hour days recently. Because the RSV, COVID, and flu triple whammy is just slamming them in the emergency rooms here. I mean, she was telling us about it the day before yesterday. It's just like, wow. So China is looking at this problem that they have because they never had they never essentially developed the herd immunity that we did, that Europe did, for better or for worse. I mean, you know, a lot of people unnecessarily died developing that herd immunity, but nonetheless, we developed probably half of our herd immunity as a consequence of people getting infected, and the other half is the result of people getting vaccinated. And in China, they never had the people getting infected herd immunity thing. And their vaccines are old-fashioned vaccines, like our old flu vaccines, that are just basically killed viruses. And they're not particularly effective, and they wear off almost completely after 6 months. And they haven't vaccinated the entire country. In fact, they're estimating 40% of the people over 80 have never been vaccinated. So they haven't vaccinated their entire country, and even those people who have been vaccinated are not getting boosters. And the vaccine that they have is relatively ineffective. And so what they know is that if they simply open the country, like the rest of the world largely has, that their hospital system is going to be absolutely overwhelmed. And, you know, which brings up a whole nother issue, which is that China has 5 critical care beds per 100,000 people, whereas in Taiwan, there are 30 per 100,000 people. In South Korea and Thailand is not a developed country, but like South Korea, but it's 10 critical care beds for every 100,000 people, but China only has 5, fewer than 5, actually. So they're going to go through a really tough time. And I believe that they're going to have to, you know, walk this back in phases, and they're going to have to really ramp up their vaccine program. And they're probably going to have to maintain mask mandates for at least a couple years. And they're going to have to shift from surgical masks, which is what most people are using, which are only around 35% effective, to KN95 masks, which are, you know, over 90% effective at stopping the COVID virus. I mean, Louise and I, for our anniversary a couple of weeks ago, you know, flew through the Atlanta airport to San Juan, Puerto Rico. We were in the San Juan airport coming back for 6 hours, just sitting there in the airport waiting for our plane. And we wore masks 100% of the time. We had to, I mean, and the crowds, there were just massive crowds of people, and very few people were wearing masks. And a lot of people were obviously really sick. And, but, you know, we never got anything. It was knock wood, right? But it's been long enough that I'm pretty sure we'd know. And we did, you know, for the first 4 or 5 days we were back, we tested every single day, or at least I did, because I didn't want to inflict COVID on Sean. But China's got a really tough thing to deal with here. And, you know, it may present an opportunity for some sort of collaboration with the United States that might be a good thing. We've got a vaccine that really works. They don't. I'm frankly surprised that they haven't just ripped it off, the mRNA, you know, vaccines. But you know, they're trying to play by the rules apparently with regard to the WTO and all that sort of thing. So there's that. The first thing I wanted to point out for you. And then the other is, you know, what's going on with Russia, Ukraine, and the Republican Party. And this is a fascinating and frankly very dangerous game that the Republicans are playing footsie with Vladimir Putin. They're doing it obviously because Donald Trump owed Putin his 2016 victory and knew it, and probably also was being blackmailed by Putin, who knows. But, you know, a lot of Republicans followed along, and I'll tell you about that after the break. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truths the multinational corporations would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic. My book, Threshold, illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
The holidays are right around the corner, and Louise and I are ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door, so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try, with over 35 chef-crafted recipes each week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from HelloFresh Market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Sign up today for 70% off plus free shipping with the code TOM70, T-H-O-M-7-0, at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. That's right, 70% off plus free shipping. Code TOM70, T-H-O-M-7-0, TOM70, at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. 21 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So Kevin McCarthy and the GOP, generally speaking, are really in a tough spot here. And generally speaking, foreign policy is not something that drives elections. Now, there have been exceptions to this. The Vietnam War ultimately became an exception to it. It became foreign policy that drove elections. World War II ultimately became something that drove elections. But and I would say arguably the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, the fatigue after, you know, 8 years of having Bush and Cheney lie to us about those things. I mean, insisting right up to the end that, well, you know, we thought for sure that there was weapons of mass destruction when they knew they were lying through their teeth right from the get-go. In fact, they had, you know, both said back in the late 90s that they intended to lie about this. You could argue that that had some influence on elections. You know, I think that had actually a fair amount to do with Barack Obama getting elected in 2008. But generally speaking, foreign policy is not at the top of the issues that people are talking about. And in the Democratic Party, I think there's a fairly united front. Democrats are in favor of supporting Ukraine. Ukraine is a democracy, and they were attacked by an autocracy, by Russia, which is not a democracy any longer. It pretends to be, but it isn't. And they've been viciously attacked. The Russians are using rape as a weapon of war. They're using terror as a weapon of war. They're now destroying the civilian electrical infrastructure as a weapon of war. This is terrorism. This is state-sponsored terrorism. And I don't know of any Democrats who are supportive of that. But there are a bunch of Republicans who are on the side of Russia and Putin. And, you know, people like Rand Paul, Scott Perry, the More MAGA Than Thou Freedom Caucus. I call them the Cokehead Caucus because, you know, they're all taking big bucks from the Coke machine, the Coke-tipus. 11 senators back in May, 57 House Republicans voted against a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine, and 11 senators, 11 Republican senators, including Rand Paul and Josh Hawley, joined in voting against aid for Ukraine. And we know also that now that Russia put off withdrawing from Kherson until after the election, because they didn't want the Democrats going into the midterms saying, hey, we helped Ukraine and we just had a victory against Russia. They didn't want the Democrats to have that. And they were believing that in all probability, the Republicans were going to take both the House and Senate and cut off aid to Ukraine. And now that that's not happening, Russia's finding itself in a pretty tricky situation. Meanwhile, these relentless Russian airstrikes, this is a press release from the what's the name of the group? I'm sorry, I don't. The Union of Concerned Scientists. They say relentless Russian airstrikes in the Ukrainian electricity sector Wednesday. Now, this was a week ago. This was from November 23rd. Have caused instabilities that forced the disconnection of all 15 nuclear reactors at its four nuclear stations from the grid. This is from Edwin Lyman, the director of nuclear power safety at the Union of Concerned Scientists. He said, these targeted attacks on the energy grid not only pose life-threatening risk for Ukrainians, but are now also endangering all of Ukraine's nuclear power plants. Nuclear reactor safety has a critical dependence on access to a stable and secure supply of electricity from the grid. And they go on to note, Russia's despicable tactics meant to freeze out Ukrainians could wind up harming neighboring countries, including Russia itself. And some of these, Zaporizhzhia actually is one of the newer reactor designs. Some of the three older reactor designs are even less resilient or more vulnerable to these Russian attacks. He goes on to say, it's now clear that a safety zone must be established not only at Zaporizhzhia, but also at all of Ukraine's nuclear power plants and should extend to the entire electrical grid. So, you know, I just wanted to put that on the table. I know I had a couple of callers yesterday who represent themselves as lefties and think that we should simply turn Ukraine over to Russia, that this is not our fight. I know that there's a rising movement in Europe saying that. We all know that there are Russian troll farms operating out of St. Petersburg and other places that are pumping that message relentlessly into social media, into Facebook and Twitter and other social media sites. And there are people basically acting as shills on behalf of that worldview in that country who are promoting that. And there are Americans, you know, probably of Americans of goodwill and good intent who are saying, well, wait a minute, I'm opposed to war. Shouldn't I be opposed to this war? I think World War II taught us that there are times that you do fight back. At least that was what I took away from it. I mean, I was not alive during World War II, but my father was, and I certainly heard a lot about it. I certainly read a lot about it. Lived in Germany for a little over a year. Learned about their experience with it. So I just wanted to lay that out, put it on the table. I'll pick up your phone calls, you know, on any of these topics on the other side of the break. It's 27 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, Occupying the Media, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And I will be right back with your call. Stick around.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed
with your coverage. And I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is your land, and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A few flurries possible at times today, otherwise overcast. Highs level off around 22, westerly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 9 above. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow, highs level off around 32. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently it's 22.
Starting to save even in your 50s can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Sure. Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. Ew, not for my dogs. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend of freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. Our dogs love it. For the holidays, you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. They offer a 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select offers. While supplies last, text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text stop to opt out. Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour, and picking up your phone calls, Andrea in O'Fallon, Illinois. Hey, Andrea, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm well. What's up?
Good. I wanted to call just really quickly about Graham. You know, the prophet pastors, I just wish as a society, especially if you're a Christian, like myself, I'm a Southern Baptist Christian. I was raised my whole life in Christianity. Love the Lord. However, people need to take time to read a different translation. I don't believe you guys should be following just the King James Version, because pastors like Graham and other completely right-wing pastors and profiteer pastors, they prey on the fact that people in their congregation have not fully read and or understood the Bible. Everything in the Bible, God does not say, okay? There are certain stories where God speaks specifically to people, says specific things, but everything in the Bible is not to be taken as what the Lord said. And I have one specific scripture that I just want to share. It's real small. Mm-hmm. Ecclesiastes 7 chapter 13th verse. It says, accept the way God does things, for who can straighten what he has made crooked? I took that to interpret essentially it is not our, as people, humanity, to find out why people choose to love the same sex. It is our role here, as Jesus told us, to love your brother, love your sister, love your neighbor.
Yes.
Love. And he also told us that love cancels out all sins. So whatever sin you think is being done, if someone has chosen to marry and love their partner and they happen to be the same sex, who are you to tell God that that is not right?
Exactly.
How can you tell? You know, see, people need to understand this. One quick other thing, Tom, you know, the black community is struggling right now. They are struggling between religion, belief, and just complete propaganda and anti-Semitic hate, if you ask me. My sister has been celebrating Christ her whole life. She loves the Lord. Now she just told me a few months back that she's Jewish. She believes that she is in that community of people who believe they are the true lost Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
And
one of the lost tribes.
You know, people have to read the Bible, and then you also need to read history. You have to do both together. It works together. If you do the things together, things will add up. The pieces will add up.
Well, however people organize their epistemology, however they understand their relationship to divinity and all those and their holy works and everything else, I think we can, Andrea, we can probably boil this all down to, are you following the commandment, which is universal across religions, to love each other, to do good works, to provide people with, you know, to heal the sick, to house the homeless, to lift up the poor, or are you judging? And, you know, we've been told judge not lest you be judged. Are you hating? Exactly. Are you hating, you know, when you've been told to love even your enemies? You know, I mean, it's a fairly clear choice. It's, you know, you're either on one side or the other. And you know, sadly, we've got, you know, in my opinion, an entire political party that is hooked up with a bunch of charlatans who are on the wrong side of that divide.
And
John, they're heavily warned against, by the way, or at First John.
They're warned against everywhere, the book of Jeremiah, the book of Isaiah. I'll say one other thing. They're following a group of Rasputin, and it's been proven. The right wing has taken over what Christianity and what God has warned us against completely. I won't get super biblical with you because I love you, and I know we have a lot of the same viewpoints. Jesus is a progressive, period, the end. Yeah. But I will leave you with one other thing. God does say this specifically. There is no rest for the wicked. Donald Trump will have his time, and it's bleeding out. Oh, it's bleeding. It's literally, we are seeing the destruction that all us have been warning against since 2015.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful for me because this is how I know that God is real. Everything is coming to pass. God does not like ugly. He hates false prophets. And this is God. God does not like people who does injustice, and there is no rest for you. And His time is coming, so yep.
Well, certainly
he just has to sit in it.
Every holy book says essentially what you're saying, Andrea. So, you know,
this is fact.
Individually. I get it. And I'll leave it at that. Andrea, thank you so much for the call. It's so nice to hear from you. Chaz in Lakewood, Washington. Hey, Chaz, what's on your mind today?
Feliz Navidad, mi amigo.
Feliz Navidad.
Top of the program, you asked what weather conditions people have, and I've got an inch of snow that fell here since this morning. It's supposed
really?
To snow on and off for a week.
Yeah. We were supposed to get a little bit of snow this morning here. I didn't see it, but I'm guessing that Sean, you had snow over where you live?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Like you said, December's not that far away.
Yep.
So I've been living alone for about 25 years. It's one of the topics you brought up. And, mm-hmm. You know, except for raising a teenager, and any single parent will tell you, you may as well be living alone. Now, I consider, and the thing is that the first year is tough, no question about it. But if you make that second year, man, you may never live with anyone again. Because it is just great. You can have visitors if you want or not. You can go out if you want or not. I consider myself an extrovert, but like recently I went to a Thanksgiving dinner with friends, and after a couple hours, it's like, you know what? I'm ready to go home to my cat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyhow, no, but I'll just admit, I will have to admit, huh?
I said I'd get it. I totally get it. I know people very much like that. I mean, it's not quite how I'm wired, but I'm halfway there.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I'm okay just being Louise. You know, it's that's you know, we spent the whole 2 years of COVID, you know, without seeing any other human beings. I mean, even working from home, and it was fine with me. I could have done that for years. It was fine with me.
You did your job raising the kids, and now it's their turn.
Yeah.
But okay, all right. I'll have to admit it's tougher when Tom Hartman takes a lot of days off. So I hope you're set for a while, Professor.
Well, we're going to take a week off around Christmas, but other than that, everything's good. So get ready, Chaz.
Yes,
Chaz,
sir.
Thank you for the call. It's happy holidays to you, Carol in Valencia, California. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Yes. I did some research on Google when you and that thoughtful black man were talking about the number of white Republicans, white people who voted for Republicans,
mm-hmm.
and a few other great research pre-election. I didn't see anything that's post-election, but the intention was, let me get the statistics for you. Hold on.
This is from the polling that was done just before the most recent election
right
you're
before
talking about.
The, yeah. Yes, okay. All voters intended 40% Republican, 41% Democratic, men 45, 39, white men 49, 36,
49 Republican, 36 Democratic. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And blacks, 4% Republican. Yay!
Yeah.
69%.
Yeah. Well, when you've got a political party devoted to your destruction, it's pretty hard to vote for them.
Exactly, exactly. Hispanics, men, 33, 43. Age, young people, yay, 21, 55. Yeah. Older what, people, 50, 38.
What that doesn't show, though, Carolyn, and which was the larger topic, I think, of the conversation that I was having with that caller, is and that I was dictating to myself last night, is what percentage of those people are voting Republican because essentially they're bigots, versus what percentage are voting Republican just because that's what they've done their whole life, that's what mom and dad did, that's what all their neighbors and friends do. Don't pay attention to the issues. And that's what I don't know. My guess is that the percentage who are voting Republican because they like bigotry or they're afraid of the rise of people who are not like them having an equal say in society, whether it's, gender minorities or racial minorities. My guess is that that's probably 60% of Republican voters. But I've never seen any good analysis of that, and I intend to go looking for it this afternoon, and we'll see if the piece that I end up writing for tomorrow is about that or not.
As my husband always says, "Oh, you're Republican? Are you rich or are you stupid?"
That's a good one. Carol, thank you. And give a tip of the hat to your husband for me. Carol, thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Tony Ornato, by the way, the guy who informed Cassidy Hutchinson about Trump wanting to go back to the Capitol, is testifying before the January 6th committee today.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And they had Kellyanne Conway in for 5 hours yesterday. I think the next, the final report, and I hope they do it publicly, is going to be a fascinating one. What gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone, naughty or nice on your list. Most people know Wine Enthusiast from their monthly magazine and wine ratings, but for more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has also been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. You want it? They have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Visit wineenthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop the best prices of the holiday season on wine gifts everyone will love at wineenthusiast.com. From premium wine storage and dazzling decanters to personalized cheese boards and outdoor axe throwing sets, bring wine to life with Wine Enthusiast. Message and data rates may apply.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra. Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Before the hour, welcome back. Anders in Miami, Florida. Hey, Anders, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Yeah, you got it. All right, is that a little bit better?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm in kind of public right now, so I'll be a little quiet here, but I'm a white boy, born and raised Midwest, lived in Miami the last 20 years, and any white person in this country older than, say, 30, 35, knows very well that the rate of bigotry among white people is incredibly high. So I'm sure you've heard of something called an N-word joke. You know, they're not always funny, but most of the ones I learned as a kid came from the son of a detective. And I heard the N-word out of his dad's mouth more times than I could count. And so if white people are honest with themselves about the casual behavior of bigoted language, even though they may not say, I was just laughing along because, you know, whatever. And they make a bunch of excuses. There's always a whole endless litany of excuses that follow, you know, kind of downplaying or disregarding the incessant and constant small things in everyday life that are outrageously bigoted, which feed biases and kind of allow people to assume stupid things like, you know, all black people are criminals, which, of course, is a ridiculous statement.
And but here's the thing, Anders. Until I was 40, in my 40s, every black person on television for the first 40 years of my life was either a minstrel, you know, a musician or a performer, or a buffoon, a criminal. That was it. Those were the three roles that were allowed for black people for the first 40 years of my life. Now, that has an impact on people. And you can't pretend it doesn't. And you know, and my friend Norman Lear, Norman and Lynn Lear are just dear friends and wonderful people. And Norman really kind of broke through that in the 90s, was some of the first positive portrayals of black people on television in situation comedies. That was not that long ago. I was just 30 years ago, 25 years ago.
Yes, very true. Very true. I don't hear I hear a lot of downplaying. I hear a lot of excuses. I hear a lot of personal excuses like, oh, well, that's not me. That's not me. But you know it's half the people in your family. You know it's a bunch of friends you grew up with. You know it's your boss at work. You know what I mean?
I do.
No white people are ignorant to this. And And everybody just wants to look. I used to engage in that behavior when I was a youth myself, even having come from a mixed neighborhood where I was actually social with black people. And it was still something you engaged in kind of as a peer thing, right? And if you can't be honest with yourself about this, then we don't stand a chance.
Yeah.
So I'm
yeah.
exhausted from hearing these excuses from my fellow white people about not recognizing the damage. Here, I'll leave you with this. There's a book by a man named last name of Irons. He wrote a book called Jim Crow's Children, The Forgotten Promise of Brown v. Board. And he explored all the cases, because it was five cases put together, Brown first alphabetically, so you get Brown v. Board as how you know the case, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he actually went through the South and did social experiments with children and proved unequivocally that the concept of separate but equal was incredibly damaging to the youth in these black communities, outrageously damaging. And we have to acknowledge the damage that has been done up to the present day and acknowledge it, and then we can start to address these things. But the yeah. black community has been crying out for decades and decades and decades to have somebody in the white community hear what they're saying and advocate for them, because it is so obvious that they are powerless and they advocate for themselves very well, but the power structure is so stacked against them. And I mean, it's just so frustrating. I can only imagine how frustrating it must be for the entire black community.
Yeah.
So there you
I'm
go.
With you, Anders. He said it very, very well. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. It's good to see you back.
Thank you.
And I was just curious, you had a caller call in about the CDC, and you mentioned that a lot of people had passed away because of Trump's ignorance.
Well, I would say it was his malice, but whatever.
And yeah. malice, yeah. But it's just sad to see that people are letting their guard down. Like when I watch a football game, or when I'm, you know, I see anything where there's a big crowd of people, and there's nobody wearing a mask anymore, and it's strange, but they're saying that there's going to be another bout of this epidemic is going to pick up again, and it's starting to grow. Like 35% of the hospitals are being taken over now.
Well, a lot of that is flu and RSV. As I mentioned, one of my kids works in the ER of a hospital nearby here. And it's all three. I mean, it's just we're getting this triple whammy. But yeah, there are a couple of variants that seem to be even more contagious. Omicron variants that seem to be even more contagious than the ones that are out there. On the other hand, they're also working on a brand new vaccine that will work against all Omicron. So, you know, knock wood, we can make it through. John, thank you for the call. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Is Mark Pocan going to be with us tomorrow? Yeah, Congressman Pocan will be with us for an hour, taking your calls, and otherwise a fascinating day. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. There's a lot you can do to help this democracy and to participate in it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-653-2073. 800-653.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend.
Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.